A long while ago, you know how we do. A long while ago, I started getting up to prayer before going to work. And can y'all testify with me? At what point in my, my sleep started to take priority over my prayers. Am I talking to anybody? So that I would begin to hit the snooze button a few more times before finally getting up to pray. Am I talking to anybody out there? My prayers seem to be getting shorter and shorter as the days went. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. And I realize this in a funny kind of way, that it doesn't take me long to give God his to-do list for me. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. My prayers had taken on a habit of giving God a to-do list for me. And when I should have been listening to him and getting his list for me, y'all, hallelujah, I should have been petitioning God and figuring out, God, what would you have me to do for you? Instead of me telling you what I want you to do for me, we have got this thing confused that just because we get up in the morning and tell God and petition God, we begin to tell God, God, I need you to do this, Lord. I need you to do that, Lord. I need you to bless. I need you to let folk not bother me on the job today. Please, Lord, let my car work as before. How many times do we get up in the morning and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to speak to? Whether or not I like them, whether or not I get along with them, do you want me to minister to them? How do you want me to go about the day? What do you want me to wear to work? What way do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? Hallelujah, have your way with me. Give me your list for today. If you get this, just say that's me. I gave God his to-do list for me. Hallelujah. I should have been listening to him. All of us get caught up, hallelujah, in our own prayer requests to God. We should have been listening to God. So if we want to get his strength, we need to take on his to-do list. Hallelujah. If we want him to operate in us, we have to take on what he wants us to do for him, not what we want him to do for us. And so Jesus is in the mountains getting the strength he needs for the next task. That's a word all by itself. Some of you are so tired, you need a break. Hallelujah. You need to take some time off. Everybody under the sun calls you. Your cell phone don't stop ringing. Text messages don't stop coming through. Somebody always calling you. Somebody always in your refrigerator. You always emptying out yourself. Everybody borrowing money from you. Some of you need to get up into the mountain where nobody can contact you and get away and let the Lord minister to you. There's too many folk. That's why some of us can't praise God, because we too tired in our bodies. You're doing too much. You don't want to stop. You don't want to rest. You don't want to sleep. You got kids. They driving you crazy. They need everything. You got some adults that's driving you crazy. You outside your mind. You can't figure out what to do. How to do it. You keep on going on. You keep on going on. And you figure out, I got to be in prayer. I got to be in Bible study. I got to go to church. I got to feed the family. I got to go to work. I got to pay the bills. I got to put food on the table. I got to do these things. When do I got some time to give God some? Anybody else has been tired? And then when it really comes time for miracle working power, you can't get it because you're too tired. Too tired. That's why some of us really can't praise God like we want to, because you're too tired. You done wore yourself out Monday through Saturday. And ain't got no time for God on Sunday. In fact, let me go a little bit further. Some of you came to church to rest.
Come on. Come on. Tell the truth.
I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to give God the praise. I ain't going to wave my hand. I just want to close. mind, because when I sit in the presence of God, I can get some rest. Well, sometimes you can get into the presence of God by going somewhere where nobody else can contact you. Sometimes you can get into the presence of God by turning off your cell phone. That ain't going to die just because you don't answer. Because he needs to recharge. Because he has to get ready for the next task that his father lays before him. Hallelujah. And so he sends the disciples ahead of him in the boat. And at around 4 a.m., here he comes walking on the water. Now you got to remember that we have seen Jesus interacting with the waves before in Luke 8 and 25. He says, and he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Let me help you understand something. That Jesus' ability to command the water is a messianic prophecy. If you go back to Psalms 89, verses 8 and 9, it says, O Lord God of hosts, who is strong like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee, thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. In other words, the word Lord is in all capitals in the King James Version, because the Hebrew word Yah is there in the original text. So Yahweh, the unspeakable name of God, is substituted with the word Adonai, that means Lord. Yahweh, the God of creation, is the one who controls the raging of the seas. So when the disciples ask, what manner of man is this? The scripture is pointing directly to Psalms 89. Not only that, it is making an explicit statement that Jesus, Yahshua, is the Son of God, Yahweh, that Jesus is Lord in the flesh. So when you talk about Jesus, you are really talking about his Father.
Too deep. What is he talking about?
Can we go to the next verse?
Come on.
Psalms 89, 10, 11. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. This verse is a little trickier to understand. Now understand this. Rahab is the embodiment of chaos, which was believed to be a monster of the sea, the exact opposite of order. This chaos, Rahab, appears first in the Bible in Genesis. Genesis 1 and 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the waters of Genesis 1 and 2 was called Rahab, chaos. It represented total chaos. Yahweh moves on the water of chaos and starts separating things into an orderly fashion. He divides light from darkness, land from water. The imagery, in fact, is that the Lord causes the earth to rise from the deep waters of chaos. So the Lord causes the earth to rise up from the waters of Rahab. And by doing so, the Lord rises above and conquers chaos and disorder in the universe. In this story, we have the waters in the midst of a storm. Jesus literally walks on the water because he's already conquered. He already has control of the waters because his Father already destroyed the enemy that was trying to create a level of chaos on the water. So when he steps on the water, he's saying, I already got control, and I'm coming to where you are. All you have to do is look.
Don't preach.
Waters have to obey him. Because he came from his father.
That's right.
And his father already had control.
That's right.
Some of y'all ought to get happy right now.
Amen.
Cause some of y'all in that boat that ain't moving.
All right, watch out.
And the waves pushing you, hitting you from pillar to post. Got you going crazy. Got you losing your mind. And Jesus simply stepped on the waves. And when he stepped on the waves, he immediately had to recognize who it was stepping on the waves. Some of y'all catch it on the way home. Look at your neighbor's neighbor, you get it. On the way home.
On the way home.
Then we move over to Matthew 14:28-33. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't catching it.
Mm-hmm.
Bid me come to you on top of the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't
there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Y'all ain't.
And he said, come, watch this. As long as you keep your eyes on me, you can walk on top of the chaos.
That's right.
That's in your life. You can expect waves to hit you.